And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew, goes way from Huntsville over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. And yes, even big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Well, hey, coming on the show right now is somebody who has had their eye on fiscal accountability for quite some time. You've heard her on the show multiple times. Stephanie Smith is the president of the Alabama Policy Institute. And if you're not familiar, every state has something like an API, an Alabama Policy Institute. They have their own version in every state is what I'm trying to say. A think tank, a conservative policy group that puts together the good ideas for government. And one of those is Stephanie Smith and the folks at API believe that we need to have a state-level DOGE, and I cannot disagree with that. I'm saying bring it. So that being said, let me stop talking and bring on my friend Stephanie Smith from API. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Phil.
Absolutely. Thank you. Hey, by the way, I got to play you a sound effect real quick. You ready for this? Can you hear it? I'm going to play it right now. Play it, JP.
Who let the DOGE?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to need for y'all to send that to me so that every time we release something new, we use that as our soundtrack.
I'm for it. I'm for it. Just tag us in it. It'll be fine. I'm for it.
Oh my goodness. That's so funny.
Well, listen, and by the way, that was actually Elon's voice that got dubbed in saying DOGE. Well, so, all right, DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency up in D.C. is just making waves. It's got people on their heels. It's got liberals freaking out. But down here, we are in a decidedly red state with a supermajority in the House and the Senate, and yet you're still making waves with the idea of a state-level DOGE. Tell us what you got going on.
Yeah, so our thought process, and, you know, you've been affiliated with API for a long time, you know, API has kind of already been the DOGE, you know, and so we've been pointing out fat and waste and inefficiency for years. And now that Elon Musk is making headlines in D.C., our thought process was, okay, how can we amplify what we do and also give the public the information that they need about where their tax dollars are going? And look over the shoulder of the bureaucracy in Montgomery, because there's a think tank in every state like ours, but there's also a swamp in every state.
Oh yeah,
and some are deeper than others, but every single state has a bureaucracy that is unaccountable to the people, and every single state has inefficient processes, and every single state has a lot of spending that is really unnecessary for the role that we think that state government should play. And so we launched in December, started taking information from the general public, from lawmakers. One of the first phone calls that I got was from a statewide elected official with an entire list of things that official did not want to be associated with, but he knew that we would amplify things and really, you know, put the spotlight on where things needed to change. And so we've started pushing some of those things out now. And the first thing that we started with, because we're in the middle of the legislative session, is the budgetary process.
Yes.
So we have the general fund that we started with first, and there's over $70 million in the current budget that's being debated in the legislature that is given to either municipalities or non-governmental organizations. And what Elon Musk has done with USAID and pointing out all of the, you know, misspending there, that is very similar to what's happening in Montgomery, in that our tax dollars are being spent and given to nonprofits and non-governmental organizations to further their mission. But that's not the mission of the Alabama taxpayer.
No, I agree with that completely. In fact, I remember going to the podium and making some people mad when I began to question why a tourist-based entity out of the Birmingham region was receiving tax dollars. And It's been going on for a while, and it winds up being pet projects that are just stuck in to help somebody or to get a vote from somebody, but then they forget to go back and pull them out too. Like it never should have been there in the first place, but then perpetual is never intended, and you gotta sunset these things. But let me speaking of sunset, let me ask you this, and I've got my own thoughts on it, but I want to hear yours first. So Senate Pro Tem Garland Gudger did an interview recently. I think he might have been on Jeff Poor's show. And he said he believes they're already dozing, in a sense, because they're using the Sunset Committee a little tougher than it used to be. And Sunset Committee meaning they actually get away, do away with certain boards that have outlived their usefulness or served their time. What do you think? Are they dozing, or do they need somebody like you on the outside giving them extra layers of accountability and advice?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a both and. I'll give credit where it's due. Senator Gudger and Chris Elliott and Dan Roberts and some others have really amped up contract review. They have amped up the Sunset Committee, but that doesn't cover really another whole section of actual spending in the budgetary process. And then also a lot of the things that are happening as far as, promulgating regulations that end up costing taxpayer money. And then also the bureaucracy itself and the state agencies themselves. So that's one of those things that, I think we need an outside voice. I think API is already that voice. We're just directing it a little bit differently. But it's hard to reform from within. It's hard to have a committee of folks who are, possibly benefiting from the system, either politically or monetarily, to then reform themselves. That's why Elon Musk is coming in on the wrecking ball, right? Because he has no skin in that game except for trying to make sure that government works efficiently and that we save money and save the country.
And that nailed it.
It's difficult to reform from within.
Yeah.
And so you always need an outside, more objective and frankly, more conservative and limited government-minded organization or group of people or person to look at it and say, hey, let's ask the first question first. Is this a state government function? And if the answer to that is no, then that's it. You don't need to ask another question.
No, you have to ask that
question first.
That was perfect. And that's where I knew you'd go there. I do believe that it requires best practices here. There needs to be someone from the outside looking in, someone who has a different level of viewpoint that will never be achieved by someone who's on the inside, someone who is subject to the pressures of being on the inside, or for that matter, someone who is subject to the this is how we do it kind of mode on the inside. Mm-hmm. And we're never going to break status quo if we continue to stay in status quo. So you guys looking in on the outside, and right now you got the momentum. I mean, Doge is a brand that's become a word. It's like MAGA. It's become a word by itself. It'll be in the dictionary.
And
so you guys can take that brand, and people will glom onto it, and they'll want to know, what did you Alabama Doge folks find? And so are you hearing any feedback on this?
Yeah, I mean, we're mainly hearing positive feedback because we're mainly listening to Alabamians. Now, I think that there'll be some pushback, especially as we put a really close lens on the budgetary process. And much like what's happening with Musk in D.C., you start really putting a spotlight on things and people scurry. People want to defend their own pet project as really important and then point fingers at the other ones who are not theirs. But the truth is, state government should not be funding non-governmental organizations. The end. That's just not the point of state government. And so very few of these organizations, there are a lot of organizations on that list that I would personally write a check to with my personal bank account because they're quality organizations.
Sure.
But yet that is not the goal of state government. And I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that. I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to Montgomery and having someone in Montgomery, whether or not that's a legislator or a bureaucrat, making a decision about where my charitable donations go.
Yeah.
That's my role. That is not a governmental role.
That's exactly right. And people don't realize, too, how much money is in Montgomery. And really, truly, there's actually a finite amount that the legislature can even appropriate because we have the most earmarked monetary processes in Montgomery of almost any state in the nation. But that being said, it's still a lot of money. And if you got a finite amount, why do you want to keep spending it on these things that are, you know, for outside entities that could do their own fundraising?
Right. And the thing is that most of this money is supplemental to them. Almost none of these organizations are completely being funded by the state. But that only furthers our argument, which means they're able to fundraise in other areas from private donations, from individuals, from foundations, from other things for the bulk of their budget. So why are they relying on the state to make them whole? And this is what happens when you have too much money in a budget. When you have too much money in a budget, you look for places to spend it, and everybody has friends, and everybody has neighbors, and everybody has a project down the street that they think that can be improved. And there's nothing wrong with that, except for it's not their money.
That's right.
It's our money.
That's right. It's not their money, and there are better, more likely purposes for it that would actually truly benefit the state. The other thing that, and I know I texted you about this the other day.
Defense and backing the blue and
yes.
know, public education.
Yes.
I am not willing for my taxpayer dollars to go to nonprofits that I didn't approve.
And how about like mental health and prisons and all the other things that we struggle to pay for?
Absolutely.
And here's one other thing that just, and we only got about a minute left, but it just still galls me. And I tried to fight it, and I was like by myself on an island. But was when I discovered how many state departments have what they refer to as rollover accounts, meaning they have money left over at the end of the year, and they still come back and ask for a full, if not more, appropriation in the next budget, even though they had money left over, which meant they took too much money the first time and still wanted more the next time. And I don't know how we get them out of that mentality. I don't want to get into this spend it or lose it kind of mode where they just start chunking money at the world to try and get rid of it. But at the same time, why are we upfunding them every year if they got rollover savings accounts from the previous year? And that just chaps me.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And that's a lot of what Musk is doing in D.C. is that he has a zero-based budgeting mentality.
Yes.
And he did that at Twitter. He's done that on other companies that he's run. And what he does is he thinks, okay, if we were starting from zero, what do we have to have? What do we need to have? Not what do we want to have,
right?
But what do we have to have first? Then what do we need to have to be successful? And then what do we want to have is third, if ever. And in state government, we need to stick to those first two. What do we have to have? What do we need to have? And then stop and return the rest of the money to the people.
Perfect. And that's a great place to leave it. My friend, Stephanie Smith, thanks so much for the work you do. Keep us posted. And if you send out another Doge report, we'll get you back on again, all right?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Bill.
Stephanie Smith, Alabama Policy Institute. By the way, I didn't get her to say it, so I'll say it for her. You can find out more about them and their work at alabamapolicy.org. I'm still a distinguished fellow with API and spent several years on staff there. And actually, API is where Right Side Radio birthed out of. So good roots. All right, listen, we're taking a break. We're coming right back. We'll get some text messages and sort of wrap this one. And then coming up top of the hour, Grand Council, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, little old me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.